From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Authorities in Afghanistan say more than 30 people have been killed and dozens more wounded by a gigantic bombing in the southern city of Kandahar. A truck exploded outside a construction company today. Government officials fear the death toll will be very high. The attack comes as Afghan election officials count ballots from last week's presidential vote. In the first round, incumbent President Hamid Karzai is tied with the main challenger with about 40% of the vote each. Meanwhile, four U.S. servicemen have been killed by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan. These deaths make 2009 the deadliest year for foreign troops since the overthrow of the Taliban 8 years ago. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The four Americans were patrolling when they became victims of a roadside bomb, the number one cause for casualties among both foreign troops and Afghan forces. Last week, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General James Cartwright, called for a serious look at the roadside bomb threat. Cartwright said part of that focus may require a change in tactics by U.S. forces or more money and equipment to come up with better solutions. Roadside bombs in Afghanistan can be quickly put in place and are easier to conceal because the country has mostly dirt roads. So far this year, 295 foreign troops have been killed in Afghanistan. That's one more than all of 2008. Most of the dead are Americans, followed by soldiers from Great Britain. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The president took a brief break from his Martha's Vineyard vacation today to announce he wants Ben Bernanke to remain as chairman of the Federal Reserve for another four-year term. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The reappointment of Bernanke, whose term is set to expire in January, is no surprise. The president has made it clear that he gives Bernanke much credit for preventing the economic crisis from becoming far worse than it was. The president spoke to reporters on Martha's Vineyard.
Ben approached a financial system on the verge of collapse with calm and wisdom, with bold action and out-of-the-box thinking that has helped put the brakes on our economic freefall.
The White House move is one designed to signal stability and continuity in U.S. economic policy. Bernanke, who is seen as a moderate Republican who was appointed 4 years ago by President Bush, will still need to go through Senate confirmation of his appointment to a second term. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Consumers were more hopeful about the U.S. economy this month. The private business research group, the Conference Board, says its confidence index was up several points. Economists track consumer confidence because consumer activity makes up well over two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 28 points at 9,838. The Nasdaq had risen 4 points to 2,022. The S&P 500 was also up 2 points. This is NPR. At an HIV prevention meeting today in Atlanta, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released findings of a study that circumcision provides no protection against HIV in gay men. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
CDC researchers studied nearly 5,000 gay men in the U.S. who had anal sex with an HIV-infected partner. The rates of transmission were approximately the same among circumcised and uncircumcised men. Most men, more than 80% in the United States, are circumcised. Worldwide, just 30% are. Public health officials in the United States don't formally recommend the practice. It's generally seen as providing certain health benefits, but is considered a parental choice. Studies, however, conducted in several countries in Africa have shown that removing the foreskin reduces HIV among heterosexuals. Health officials here say even if the U.S. government doesn't ultimately recommend circumcision, it may be time to promote it through education. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Authorities in Chechnya say four police officers were killed by a suicide bomber today near Grozny. A fifth was wounded. The attack is the latest in a string of suicide bombings in or near the Caucasus region, including Chechnya's neighbor Ingushetia. Greek authorities say at least 150 homes outside Athens have burned in a wildfire that has blazed since late last week. Thousands of people have evacuated and tens of thousands of acres of scrubby forest have burned. There are no reports of injuries. The fires are the worst since 2007, when blazes killed at least 65 people in Greece. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.